Should we just give up? Let's just go home. I mean, let's just quit. Let's go to sleep.
I don't know. It's saying unable to send data fast enough.
Well, when I was listening to it, it was like off 1 second, on 1 second, and off 1 second. Nunu says you should close down your gay porn torrents. That would help.
I'm not doing anything. Hello, Nick Walters. Oh,
hello.
Shit. Oh, you know what I'm doing, guys?
I'm trying to stop. Stop your tiny cat is why I like connected.
No. I'm uploading the fun show that I just finished editing.
How long has it been doing that?
Yeah, that might
while.
Help.
Yeah. It says there's 10 minutes left, and it's been doing it for 42 minutes.
Oh, fuck that. Just turn it off.
Yeah, I should probably stop that. Yeah. Mm. Nick Walters, how are you?
You know what? I love listening to podcasts where they work out their technical issues for the first 20 minutes of the show. That's my favorite kind of show to listen to.
Speaking of technical issues, can you tell us all about all of your technical issues, Arby?
What technical issues?
I don't know any of them.
Guys.
I guess this is an interview to do with you. What are some of your worst?
Stop, Nick.
Where?
Stop. It's back to normal, so I'm going to start the show all over again.
Because your computer is not a blender or a toaster, you don't understand how to operate it? That's my technical issue.
Right.
You need to stop wearing shoes.
The fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay. It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
Hello, it's the fun show with Stacy now, and RBCP is our special guest. Yay!
Hi.
Remember that time we had to start the show over again, and you said we should do that for every show?
That was the best. I remember that. It was 5 minutes ago.
No, this happened a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, you know, I'm old and I don't remember things like that.
So that's why we started the show twice today, in honor of RBCP and his suggestions.
So, thanks.
Tonight we are going to be interviewing RBCP, and nobody can call in yet because I want to ask him some questions first, and I want him all to myself.
And unlike the Captain Crunch interview, I wasn't provided a list of emailed questions.
Right.
This is all going to be so surprising.
This is going to be an hour full of revelations, or maybe only 15 minutes. I'm not sure yet.
Depending on how boring I really am.
Let me eat a chip. Hold on. I had to redo that because it was funny when I did it the first time. Okay. So, should we start with this interview? RBCP, do you have any opening comments or issues that you do not want to talk about?
Well, I'm not going to say them on the air, but I don't want to talk about.
Well, you have to, because we didn't have any pre-email, you know.
That's true.
Nah. I told Captain Crunch, you know, ahead of time, I asked him what he didn't want to talk about, so.
Was there things he didn't want to talk about?
Yeah, there were.
Oh, and you never told me about them.
Mm-mm.
You suck. You respect people's privacy. That's retarded.
Yes.
I'm going to, badger you tomorrow to tell me.
So, I guess we don't want to talk about any of the gay stuff, right?
Yeah, I'd prefer to keep the gay stuff, you know. That's okay. My private life, you know.
Okay, all right. And the herpes.
Yeah, no herpes. No talk about, my Metamucil and Rogaine and all that.
So, I shouldn't be asking you how your herpes sore is?
It's all healed up.
Okay. Can you get on cam to prove it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. I want to apologize to everyone expecting prank calls tonight. All right, so my...
I thought you were waiting for them to say, it's okay, Roxy.
It's okay. I was just waiting for you to make a comment on it, but it's all right.
Oh, no, I'm not good at, like, small talk.
No, you're pretty bad at it. That's actually, is that why we started talking more? Because I wouldn't small talk your ass?
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's just talk about our relationship.
Wait,
for
what?
A minute. Let's just talk about our relationship for a minute. What do you like about me? No, I'm kidding. Let's just talk about me.
I was getting ready to go down a list of things I like about you, but whatever.
No, you can just email me the list tomorrow.
Okay.
So, what got you... I'm going to start off with the obvious, stupid question. What got you into phone breaking? Make it interesting.
I didn't hear that second part. I have to be interesting?
Make it interesting.
Oh.
Don't be boring.
You're just going to, like, delete the show because it's going to be so boring.
Going to edit.
You know, like, I've just been into phones my entire life. From, like, a very, very young age. Like, anything electronic. You know, taking apart appliances and all that stuff. Taking apart toasters to find crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And phone freaking is just a natural progression of that kind of thing.
You took apart your mother's toaster several times, if I remember correctly, from what you told me.
Yeah, all the time. I love that toaster.
I'm still eating chips, I'm sorry.
That was a lie anyway. I never took apart their toaster. I took apart other things. I took apart, like, CB radios and stuff like that.
Oh.
CBs were awesome back then.
So you never found the crystal in your toaster when you were a kid?
No. I found crystals in CB radios, though, and scanners.
Oh, okay. All right. And now you owe several people toasters.
Yeah. Trevor just said in the chat room, I owe him a toaster.
So tell us about
the... Fuck you,
the,
Trevor.
Just to clear things up from now on, maybe we can finish this off once and for all. Is there a crystal in a toaster? Any toaster? Are there crystals?
No, definitely not. I mean, I can't think of any reason why there would be. There's other electronic components in a toaster, but, you know, no crystals.
So,
at least not in the one I took apart.
Why do people think that there's crystals in toasters? What's going on here? Maybe you can explain once and for all.
Do I have to explain the prank?
You don't have to explain anything.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think if I really wanted to do something like that prank, and someone told me there was a certain component inside a certain thing, and were convincing about it, I would believe it. I would believe that there's a crystal in a toaster. I'd be one of those people.
If you really wanted a crystal.
Yeah, because I would... Like, I think people just don't expect me to be lying about it because I was so detailed about everything.
So, for those of you out there who might be taking apart your toaster right now, take a minute and think. Do you trust this man?
And also, you know, be happy in knowing that I would probably be stupid enough to do the same thing, because I'm not like an electronics genius or anything. I can see me taking apart appliances.
Yeah, you probably have.
Looking for crystals.
Probably somebody else did it to you, like in a past life or something. And this is like your revenge.
This girl I used to be with, Colleen, her brother, when I taught him about red boxing, he was taking apart appliances all over their house looking for a crystal. Because he wanted to make a red box, and I told him, oh, we have to special order it, and I don't have any money. So he was, like, looking for one.
Aww.
Looking, like, opening up TVs and VCRs. He was a retarded pothead guy, but he was really hoping to find a crystal that just happened to be that frequency.
Maybe
that's where it came from.
Perhaps. Perhaps it was a part of your life that you shed away into the vault. So.
Yeah.
I totally forgot what I was going to ask you next. Damn it.
Don't you have a list?
For you people that are calling in, just wait. Just wait a while. It was somewhere along the lines of the toaster thing. Oh, speaking of lies, you know, you knew this question was going to be asked. why did you lie in your book? Because there are several instances where I asked you about something and you told me it was a lie in the book.
Do you remember what thing it was? Because really the book doesn't have a lot of lies in it. I think maybe just the things you questioned me about just happened to be lies.
Because they sounded unbelievable, and I asked you about it.
And you can't remember what specific incident?
I remember basically the whole Chris Tomkinson chapter was a lie.
Oh, it wasn't a lie. It was mostly true, and it was Chris McCall. So I lied about his last name. His real name is Chris Tomkinson.
Lie number one.
Well, that was just to protect, not the innocent, but to protect me from being sued by Chris Tomkinson. Because, you know, I changed everyone's name in there. I changed Dino's last name and the DJ guy and everything.
So it's all lies.
Yeah, and the Chris Tomkinson story, it's mostly true. Like, I'd say it's, like, 75% true. But then I wanted to add other things that we'd done to other people, like evil things. So I just put those in there as part of the Chris Tomkinson story.
And I remember the phones that you installed into people's houses. You didn't actually do that. That was just an idea.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I've tapped into people's lines from, like, next door, but it never got that crazy and out of hand.
So if you want to read the story of RBCP's first Red... Or actually how you got into Redboxing, I guess they can just look in your book.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to add about that?
You should buy 3 copies of the book because you won't understand it unless you buy 3 copies. Right. There's a very good reason for this. You have to put them together. It's like a puzzle.
Normally I would ask about that, but I'm just going to say, buy the book.
Yeah, and while you're at it, buy dog tags from me, please, because I really like to sell dog tags and buttons and t-shirts.
You're such a sellout. Yep. What started the whole PLA thing? I mean, that's kind of in the book too, but... Maybe you can explain why are you still doing it?
I don't know because
I'm like a long story.
Huh?
You don't have to tell a long story. I'm just wondering why the hell you're still doing it.
Why? Because I'm old?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd think I'd grow up a little and act my age, but I don't know because I love doing it. It's just like. It's my special form of comedy that I love. You know, prank calls and screwing with people and stuff like that.
And how long has it been? 17 years now?
Oh, life.
17
years. Oh, for PLA?
Yes.
It's 94, so yeah, like 17, I guess.
Wow.
2011.
Does that make you feel old? That there's almost as many... that you have almost as many PLA years as there have been DEF CONs.
That's true. Yeah, it's pretty weird that, like, a lot of the people that are into PLA, like, I'm old enough to be their dad, and then, like, even older than that, really.
You're old enough to be Chris Ellerbeck's dad.
I am Chris Ellerbeck's dad. Me and Mandy had a thing.
Oh, yeah, it was very short-lived, but... Yeah, and you recently got back together, didn't you? And then broke up again.
For a short time on Facebook.
Yeah.
We were married, and then her current husband made her stop.
Aw. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm used to the rejection and being dumped and all that.
Well, I'm not. I'm still mourning the loss of my engagement to a rap superstar, so...
You know, is it Rappy McRapperson that you don't want to say?
I don't want to say his name. His real-life girlfriend might be listening.
That's true, yeah. We don't want to cause problems.
I was just some dumb
They were probably listening to Cacti Radio, getting ready to get it on, and now we fucked it up.
Yeah, she's going to be like, dude.
She's like, get the hell out of here. We're through.
He's going to call me tomorrow and tell me to stop mentioning his name. Actually, maybe we should call him now. Nah. I don't want a 3-way interview with you guys.
You'll get plenty of RBCP and Rappy 3-way at DEF CON.
That's great. I you know what, though? Rappy's probably not coming anymore to DEF CON.
Why? Did he say that?
No, but think about it. He has a girlfriend now.
Oh, that's true, yeah. He's probably going to spend money hanging out with her and visiting her and stuff.
And she's going to be like, what do you want to go to that dumb thing for? And then he's going to be like, oh, baby, I'm sorry. I don't want to go to that dumb shit.
His girlfriend's my Facebook friend, so maybe I can talk her into loving stuff like that or something. Maybe. I don't know.
Did you, speaking of Ellerbeck earlier, did you convince his mom? Tell us that story.
I'm friends with Chris Ellerbeck's mom. I was actually friends with her before he was, and it's because you looked him up and showed me his mom's page, so yes, I thought it'd be funny to, like, be her friend, and I told her she should make prank calls with us. She's like, oh, that'd be really fun. We should do that sometime. I just thought it'd be hilarious. Chris Ellerbeck's listening to the show and his mom's on there.
That'd be funny. We've got to arrange that sometime.
Yeah, that never happened, though. But, wait, what was the question? Oh, yeah. She talked about vacations or something. I told her she should go to Vegas. You know, take her son to DEF CON. All of her kids to DEF CON.
Yeah.
And we exchanged a few emails about it, and I was very convincing to her. I told her why it was such an awesome idea.
Do you think she fell for it?
Well, she just stopped emailing me all of a sudden, so I don't know.
Maybe her husband got into her account.
Yeah, probably. He probably beat her.
So what was it like? You had a little religious thing going on when you were a teenager. How does that affect your current hijinks?
Religious thing.
Yeah, you got baptized and you went to church and.
Yeah, when I was 14.
And how does that affect, you know, your relationship with Christ today?
I have no relationship with Christ.
So you're a sinner.
Pretty much. Well, no, I'm not. Well, yeah, I guess I am, but you know, okay. I don't believe that's a problem.
So you're for me. Basically going to hell, is what you're saying.
There is, yeah. We don't want to get in a religious discussion.
Well,
do we?
Rappy, I talk about religion with Rappy all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird that you and him are so religious.
Yeah.
You guys are the weird ones, not me.
He goes to church all the time, and he doesn't smoke pot. But you actually don't go to church, so. Yeah.
No. Church doesn't interest me. I think even if I was religious, I wouldn't go to church because I'm just not a social person. I don't care to go to church.
So what do you... This is a question I get asked a lot, and I'm not sure why I get asked this question. I don't know if people think I'm your secretary or something. So you don't have to answer specifically if you don't want to. You can answer this however you want, but I'm just going to start directing people to this interview. What the hell do you do during the day? Is PLA your job? That's the question I get asked all the
time.
No,
PLA is not my job. I don't make any significant amount of money from PLA. Like, not even close. Like, all profits from PLA, well, not all, but most profits from PLA are spent on PLA in one way or another.
You should get a non-profit certificate or something.
No way. I don't know. I think that'd be a pain in the ass.
Probably.
I do lump it in all with the business stuff that I do. So, like, I pay taxes on books and dog tags and all that.
Oh, great. And, so basically,
yeah, it's all legit. It's all legit. I'm not, like, scamming the government or anything.
So what do you want to say what you do for a living?
No, not really.
Okay. Next question.
I'm self-employed. That's enough.
Okay.
I'm an entrepreneur. It'd be more awesome if I could say these words, but I can't.
Entrepreneur?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I said.
Did you finish high school, Brad?
No, I dropped out
okay,
senior year.
That's why you can't say it.
Yeah, I was about to graduate from that class where they taught me how to say certain words and how to not talk with a lisp. Then I dropped out, so I've just been stuck with it my entire life.
Now, in your book, or actually on your travels page on Phone Losers, you start out your travels by saying that one day you just woke up and didn't feel like going to school the next morning. What gave you the idea to get on the road and be a homeless guy?
Well, the girlfriend I was with We were planning on like running away from our respective homes together and moving to Texas. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. That's just where she wanted to go for some reason.
Because of me, probably.
So, yeah, probably. Go hang out with Roxy. Because, you know, you were like 1 year old or something at the time. yeah, so, you know, we broke up and everything, and I just left without her. Like, haha, take that, bitch. I'm going without you, and you're stuck here.
Well, I'll bet that really showed her all those months that you were homeless.
Yeah, that's all it was. You know, I wanted to graduate and go to college and get a nice job and everything, but I'm like, no, I'm going to show that bitch.
Do you regret that decision, or do you think...
Oh, no, no. If I could do it over again, I would leave earlier.
What did your parents think about all this?
Just the leaving part?
The leaving and the pranking and all this. This bullshit.
The leaving part, they tried to get me to come back. They're like, why don't you come back? We'll send you some money to come back, and you need to go to college. And they gave up on that after, like, 3 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
And they just got used to the idea.
How long were you homeless?
I don't know. Off and on from 91 to 95, I guess.
Wow.
So, that's 4 years.
Time. So
I wasn't homeless that much. I was just homeless at certain times.
Oh, so you were... basically just like a nomad. Not exactly homeless. You're a nomad. It's a third grade term for someone that travels.
Oh, I see. I've never... Yeah. I didn't graduate from that class either.
Like nomadic tribes, you know, that like go from place to place.
Yeah, whatever. College girl.
Yeah. So... I didn't actually
I'm pretty sure you're just making that word up.
No, you can look it up. It's I'll send you the link, the dictionary.com link. What kinds of places did you work? You talk a lot about this in your travels website, but just for the listeners that may not know.
No, why are you asking me?
Because it's an interview for everybody else that doesn't know you as well. What did you do? What is this where the inspiration for a lot of your pranks comes from, is what I'm getting at.
The jobs I had?
Yeah.
I would say not, because, I don't know, my jobs were, you know, like, I painted houses and I worked at fast food places and stuff like that. But the main thing I did was convenience stores, which was an awesome job, because I just had the run of the place and, I don't know, I got to keep all the IDs that were lost in the store and...
Ooh.
I don't know. It's a fun thing to do. Lots of downtime. So I like drew and wrote a lot. Made PLA issues.
Yeah, the PLA started right around the time that you say that you were no longer homeless. So is the PLA what what turned your life around?
Turned my life around?
Yes.
Oh, to not be homeless anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, I just hooked up with Colleen Card. And... Why are you laughing at me?
Because that was totally not a serious question. Because the PLA obviously didn't turn your life around.
Well, I mean, no, it stopped me from being homeless. Because we got together and then we ended up having kids and, you know, it just kind of settled down.
Why did you have kids? Jeez.
Kids are awesome.
Someone's asking why do phones fascinate you, but you did say... that you were just taking things apart from an early age, but why did you get stuck on phones specifically?
I don't know. Phones are just cool, you know? They let you talk to people everywhere, and you can type in codes and everything, and I don't know. There's lots of cool things about phones, and they're so simple. Well, I'm thinking of landlines are really simple, you know, the mm-hmm. technically how they work and everything.
So it's kind of like you just didn't have internet, so the only thing left was phones.
Yeah, we didn't have cable, so...
That actually makes sense. The phone was the way to get in touch with someone and, you know, mess with them.
Yeah. I really don't think I even have a good answer for it. I don't know. I've been obsessed with phones from a very young age, and... I don't know, just every little aspect of phones I think is really cool and always to have.
Did you ever have to deal with, like, phone freaker groupies or anything.
What?
Did you ever have to deal with groupies? I have heard that some women are just into the scene because they want to screw a phone freak.
Oh, those kind of groupies. No, it's mostly just male groupies that, like, want to hook up with me.
That's
no, that's
amazing.
Not serious, but... No, I mean,
before PLA, like, just getting into the freaking scene, or, like, during the early PLA before the internet, before people really knew who you were.
Oh, no, there was no girls, really, in the scene.
Oh. No,
you know, there's girls on computers and stuff, but very... I can't think of any, really, that were into phones back then.
So they were basically, you're saying basically women belong in the kitchen, is what you're saying.
Pretty much. They don't know how to operate phones, you know. It's phones, if it's not more complicated than a can opener, then they're just not interested.
What's your favorite prank that you did as a kid that you would still do today?
Does it mean I have to still do it today, or just I would like to?
No, just what's something that you would like to do again from your childhood? What was your favorite prank?
God, like I don't, you should have sent me these beforehand, and I would know.
Oh, well, you told me I didn't have to, but, you know, what I'm trying to get from you is, like, a fond memory of pranking that makes you want to just do it again.
Me and John Seaver, who's mentioned in the book a few times, we used to use walkie-talkies and stick them inside cereal boxes and stuff in the corner store and, you know, make products talk to people that walked by. That was always fun. And I did the same thing with an FM transmitter a few years later. I would, you know, hide somewhere and talk to customers as they walk by or scream or whatever. Scare the hell out of them.
Do you, Wait, when... are you saying you still do that?
No, I don't. But I wouldn't be against doing something like that, because it was pretty hilarious at the time. But maybe that's because I was in grade school or junior high or whatever.
Yeah, maybe as an adult it might not be as funny, but what we've learned is that even as adults we can make the stupidest things just hilarious.
Yeah,
you
that's
might be
true.
Missing some brain cells.
Maybe if I get really high, you know, it'd be hilarious still.
Do you find it more difficult as an adult to pull off these types of pranks? Like when you and Spessa went into 7-Eleven and screwed with all that stuff.
Oh, no, it's easier now. It's awesome. Like, when we go into Walmarts and stuff and, like, screw with their phones, like, the employees are all afraid of me. You know, they're not like, oh, there's some bratty little high school kid, we're gonna throw him out of the store. They're, like, afraid of me, and it's awesome. Like, I scare employees now. There was this thing with Haywood, and I probably told you about this before, but it's when I got on the overhead intercom and I just started rambling and just talking nonstop, and I just wouldn't quit, and this employee walked up to me, and then she walked away, and she went and got another employee, and then they got a manager, and the manager was afraid of me, and he was, like, walking right up to me, he's like, you need to hang that up, sir, and I just kept talking on the phone.
I think maybe...
And they didn't even kick us out for that.
That's true. I think if I was a man, it might be easier to get away with stuff, but I'm usually scared.
Yeah. Oh, you can get away with stuff because you're a girl. You know, they're not gonna mess with the girl as much as they would with the guy.
Yeah, I mean, I've done stuff like stuff that's not very obvious. You know, like I'll go to a store and I'll change something up, or I'll put something where it doesn't belong, or something really stupid. But I'm always way too pussy to do anything like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, now you're gonna make me do it probably. But
yeah, we should. When you're in Vegas, when we're in Vegas together, we have to go to a grocery store and cause trouble.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. So, yeah, Toll Free says that you were rambling and talking nonstop on the intercom because you were doing a phone show.
Nah, that's not true.
Yeah, I think he's just trolling. I don't think those are actually, you know,
fuck
questions.
You, Toll Free.
Yeah. How often do you actually screw with people? Do you do it mainly, like, for us, for the phone losers? Or do you do it, like... you know, just every day when you go out, you're always fucking with people. Like, how often do you actually do these things?
It's kind of an everyday thing. Like, just in the past week, I was hanging out at the courthouse waiting for a friend of mine to get off work for lunch so we could have lunch. And as everyone, you know, all the courthouse employees are leaving for lunch, and I unplugged the handicap door from the wall so nobody could press the handicap button, because everybody presses the button. They're not handicapped. They don't need to press the button. Right. So I was, like, standing there for 10 minutes filming people trying to get out of the door, and they couldn't. And I don't know. I don't know if that's a good example.
Do you ever feel bad for any of that stuff that you do? Like, what if a handicapped person tried to get through at that moment?
Actually, that day, which was just, like, 4 days ago, not a handicapped person, but a person that had a big cart thing that they needed to get out of the door, and they couldn't get out of the door because of me. So I went over and held the door open for them.
Did you feel a twinge of guilt?
No, not at all. I went and helped them. Like, it's not going to ruin their day. They weren't handicapped.
Okay.
Even if it's a handicapped person, it wouldn't. They don't care. They're used to that stuff. They're used to being shit on. They're handicapped.
Oh, no.
Oh, my new thing is prankdial.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome. It's like an app for my iPhone, and as soon as I walk into a place like 7-Eleven, I make it prank call the 7-Eleven, and then I get to, as I'm walking around the store picking out groceries or whatever, I get to listen to them, you know, try and deal with this phone call that they're getting.
Oh, that's an awesome idea.
Yep, it's a lot of fun.
So, how do people, has anybody ever figured out that you were the prankster, and what happened? Did you get in trouble, or?
What was that
again? Did you just run?
I'm sorry, what? I didn't need to hear that.
Have you ever pulled a prank in person where somebody figured out it was you?
Oh.
And what did you do, or has that ever happened?
No, not as the prank was happening. I'm pretty good about, you know, I like remote pranks where I don't have to be present.
Right, but what about these pranks where you, you know, end up doing something in the store or at the local, or like the handicap thing? You know, weren't you afraid maybe somebody would have seen you?
Oh, yeah, because there was a camera pointed at the door, like a little dome camera on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. So I was a little worried, like, security might come down and just be like, what the hell are you doing?
What would you have done?
I have no idea what I would have said, but, you know, I wouldn't worry about him hurting me or arresting me or anything.
So you haven't been caught yet?
From anything?
Yeah, for any sort of prank.
Well, like picking up phones at Walmart and, you know, picking up customer calls.
Mm-hmm.
I've been caught at that, like, probably 10 times. And, like I said, they're just like, sir, you really shouldn't use the phones. And, you know, they look like they're going to cry or something. I don't think I'm intimidating, but maybe just to a Walmart employee I am.
I don't know. People tell me I'm intimidating and they're scared of me, and I don't get it.
But. I'm scared of you. I remember this one Walmart, this lady saw me picking up the phone, and she left and went and got another employee and had the employee stand beside her as she told me to get off the phone. So it took her like an extra 2 or 3 minutes to come and approach me. I was like, why didn't you just tell me? What am I going to do?
Yeah. Well, they must think you're crazy.
Well, she didn't know what I was doing. Like, when they asked me, I'm just like, oh, I was just trying to call my wife.
Oh, okay. And they're like, you don't have a wife. Shut up.
Let me see those fingers.
What if you got into legal trouble, or actually a better question, when it comes to these pranks and to these people that are threatening legal action, do you do anything to prepare or to prevent... you know, what do you do about legal matters?
I've just been lucky, I guess. I've never really put any thought into it, you know, about getting caught. I guess I just don't think far enough ahead, and I've gotten lucky so far.
I think Rob the Hyena actually checked on something for us.
Oh, yeah, what was that? Because I remember he's looking for lawyers or something.
Yeah, that was the whole social engineering Walgreens for the customers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a little worried about that. And, you know, sometimes I get a little worried about some of the things that happen on the phone show. And, you know, I delete things from the show every once in a while because I'm worried.
How do you deal with cops, just in general?
What, you mean for, like, just legitimate, normal scene cops?
Just, you know, back in the day... You got caught?
Oh, I was just always cooperative. I like cops. Cops are cool.
Okay.
I've had very few horrible experiences with cops. They're just doing their job, though. You know, if I get caught, I don't need to hate them. They're just doing their job.
What do you think about...
I don't do bad things anymore, though. You know, illegal things that mm-hmm. would get me in trouble with the cops. So at least in that respect, I've grown up a little.
So what do you think about your past illegal things that you've done? That you've gotten caught for?
What do you mean, what I think of them?
The whole 7-Eleven incident. Would you do that again, or...?
Not today. That's crazy.
Did you just do it for that girl, or...?
Oh, no, I just did it because it sounded like fun.
Was it fun?
But, you know, like, when you're that age, you don't really think that far into the future. Or about consequences. And I guess I'm worse about that than most people. Especially back then.
What happened after that whole thing happened?
7-Eleven?
Yeah, the whole 7-Eleven thing.
Oh, I don't know. I was in jail for, I think, a week or something.
What did your parents think about that? Did they think?
Oh, they were pretty pissed off. They thought I was on drugs or something. they said they were actually kind of disappointed when I wasn't high.
Oh.
Which, at the time... No, wait, I'd smoked pot a few times, but... No, like, you know... Getting high and stuff, that's just never been my thing.
Well.
Until recently.
Yeah.
They were pretty pissed. But I don't know, they didn't disown me or anything.
What was it like as a teenager? Were you one of those kids that was picked on all the time? Because I find that's why I do prank calls, is because I was picked on.
Really? You got picked on?
Yeah, I got picked on a lot.
I wouldn't say I got picked on a lot. Like, I wasn't, like, the school nerd or anything, but I wasn't popular. And, yeah, I had a few incidents where, you know, I didn't get my ass kicked, but I got picked on a little bit.
I'm not saying people, like, beat me up or anything, but I actually find this...
What happened to your face then? Zing!
People would, like, throw pieces of paper in my hair because my hair is all thick and fluffy. And, they would call me names, and now that I'm an adult and I do prank calls, it gives me a sort of like a karma feeling.
I remember
part of why you do it.
I do remember a couple of years after high school, I was ordering like calling cards and testing out things on ex-classmates. You know, like I would order calling cards and make the PIN number Brad, you know? Like, they'd even notice that, but I don't know, it just seemed funny at the time.
That's funny. So it would get sent to them in the mail, and the PIN would be Brad.
Yeah. But, I mean, it would be the numbers that say the word Brad, but, you know, nobody in the world would notice that. It's not like we had texting back then or anything.
It's kind of like the serial killer that wants to get caught, and so he sends little messages, but you have to decode it first.
Yeah. There was this one guy that I wasn't crazy about in high school, and I was doing stuff like that to him for, I don't know, just occasionally for like maybe a year or so after high school. And then I came back to visit the area, and a friend of mine told me that he died in a gun accident.
Oh, no.
So I'd been harassing a dead person.
Oh, no. You're definitely going to hell.
That's pretty hilarious. That showed him, that motherfucker.
What do you think about the people that die that you used to harass, like Mildred Monday and Jim Bayless?
Oh, Mildred's not a big deal. She's old.
Yeah,
she's supposed to die.
Old. But
not like she died because of me.
Ow. Are you sort of like trolling their family, or do you just really like what's going on when you hear that like Mildred Monday died? Do you feel any sort of feelings?
Oh, no, I don't have emotions. No, I thought it sucked that she died. I was a little sad about that. But, I don't know. I don't know. There's no reason to feel guilty about it. I just pranked her. Really, I just pranked her from, like, 93 to 97. And it was all in the daytime, and it wasn't like I was harassing her.
4 years straight.
No, it wasn't straight. It was, like, you know, I skipped a year occasionally.
Oh, okay. So you probably brought light into her life during
her
final
years. Yeah, gave
her
something
to
talk about. Yeah. I felt kind of bad that other people were pranking her still, like in the 2000s and stuff. Like Slacker and Matt.
Laugh Track Matt?
No, other Matt.
Oh, okay.
The Matt that used to be on Tiny Chat all the time, and now he's not for some reason.
Okay. He probably got a girlfriend, just like everyone else that abandons us.
Yeah.
So, what is... Did you kill JonBenet Ramsey?
Not technically. I just wrote the ransom note.
Oh, okay.
I hid under the bed while she was being killed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what Richard Cardo says. That's his theory. But, and the girl that killed JonBenet was a 15-year-old from Connecticut or something who snuck out of her parents' house and flew to Colorado on Christmas Day.
Wow.
It makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Have you heard from Richard Cardo recently?
Nah, I've stopped bothering him. You know, we called his work a few times, and I don't know. I just don't want to bother him.
Are you scared?
Like, really, I don't hate him or anything. It's like the funniest thing that's ever happened. I think he's awesome for doing that.
I think actually he's brought a lot to the PLA. It's people like Mil. It's the people that hate us that actually bring more to us. If that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, as long as they're interesting,
you know.
What's that?
It gives us more material.
Yeah, yeah. As long as they're interesting about it.
If you
like Richard Cardo was hilarious, the whole thing he brought. And there's been others like that. But
do you have any? What if you could talk to Richard Cardo right now? What would you say to him?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think there's any reasoning with him. I'd probably just be silly with him, you know? I've tried to email him and talk to him, and he's just not capable of reason, I don't think.
He's
full of anger.
Are you messing? He's so full of anger. Spoken like a true psychologist.
Well, he is. Like, everything he says is just sounds completely hateful and everything.
Are you?
I guess because he thinks he's talking to a murderer.
Are you still friends with his friends?
On Facebook?
Yeah, how did you track those people down?
No, they track me down. Like, I set up a fake Richard Cardo profile, which is facebook.com/Richard Cardo, I think. And people just keep finding me and saying, oh, Richard, remember me?
Oh, I think it's Detective Cardo.
Oh, okay.
Someone
it's fun.
Posted.
It's fun, though. Like, I've had fun with his friends. His friends are insane.
Oh, my dog's barking.
That's more interesting than this interview.
No interview can be complete without barking dog or screaming
crying
children.
Babies. Yeah.
All right. So,
Dionys, whatever his name is, he says he wants to see Richard Cardo give a presentation with a stick. You know, that yardstick that he always hits the screen with while he talks.
Yes. What happened to all those videos? I went back to look at them and there was only like one left.
Oh, I put them up on a page. I copied them all, and I think I have 15 of them, maybe.
Half of them didn't work. You might want to go revisit that page. Actually, I might want to revisit it. It's been a few months.
Yeah, he may have gotten them taken down, but I didn't get a notification that he did. Yeah, I wish I'd saved them all, because really, it was funny stuff. It was boring. You know, it's hard to watch, but it's still funny.
Yeah, it's funny if you can get through it. But, yeah, I think I watched one or two of them, and I had to fast forward a little bit every now and then, because he would just go on and on and on.
Oh, Trevor Burdick is saying, about.me/Richard Cardo.
Ah.
That's another Richard Cardo public, social network page that was set up by Trevor. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. Sorry, Trevor.
Well, how do you feel about these people that get obsessed with you, like Richard Cardo?
That's weird. I don't know. Richard Cardo's... He's, like, the only one that was insane obsessed like that.
Besides me.
I don't know. I never did figure Richard Cardo out. If he was lying and just trying to frame me, or if he seriously believes all that stuff. He seems to believe it.
Do you, what is it like to have fans, especially fans that you've never even met or heard of, or all of a sudden they're showing up?
Showing up?
Yeah, like all of a sudden, you know, there's new PLA people.
Oh, I think that's really cool.
And they
cool.
know like, all about you, and you know nothing about them.
Oh, yeah, that part of it's a little weird. But I love the fact that there's people in the PLA and all the stuff we've done, you know, just because it's cool and, you know, they get to enjoy the weird stuff I've done, which is the reason I put it all out there. But I'm still not very good at dealing with people, so it's weird when I have to talk to them in person. I'm going to be a mess at DEF CON. I'm going to be scared.
What?
Not to mention I'll be covered with pee.
Yes. Apparently.
But we won't talk about that.
Apparently, apparently this year at DEF CON, it's going to be a rough year for you.
Yeah.
Got a lot of haters out there. But, you know, haters.
I'm pretty sure. I'm just going to cancel my flight and not go, probably.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid.
Well, we're supposed to sleep, you know, next to each other in the hallways.
Oh, shit. That's going to make it easy for him.
Are you really going to abandon me like that?
Well, you don't want to be near me because you're going to get piss splash all over you.
No, we'll sleep back to back. So, like.
with each with one eye open. We'll sleep in shifts.
Yes.
So we can see them coming.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure I'll end up sleeping in somebody's room because I'm such a slut.
Oh, yeah, I probably will too.
Yeah, because you're a whore.
PLA Orgy.
Yeah. PLAorgy.com. No.
Crap, someone's going to make that now.
That would be great. What do you think about all the creative things that fans do for you?
Like what?
Like all the little websites and the, you know, pictures. And do you save all that crap, all the pictures and notes and everything? Because Spessy was telling me.
If they're especially funny, I save, you know, certain text and pictures and stuff. So that's kind of awesome. When people, you know, put effort into making neat things for PLA.
Yeah. She was telling me that you had, like, a whole folder of my stuff, and I thought that was slightly creepy. Like, back to,
it's not a folder of your stuff. It's a notebook. It's a spiral, or a binder, three-ring notebook thing that I had a lot of just random stuff in, and your letters happen to be in it.
Oh, okay.
I think your letters are thrown in with the rest of the letters I've received over the past 20 years now.
That's good.
Longer than that. Normal letters, not PLA letters.
Okay, so it's not as creepy in that case.
No. Used to, before we had PayPal, and, you know, people used to send me, like, cash and money orders and stuff for t-shirts or whatever, I would keep the more creative Phone Loser order forms, because they'd print out a page on Phone Losers and mail it in with it.
Oh, right.
And I'm pretty sure I have one from you still, and I have one from, like, Rob T. Firefly. You know, I have like 20 of them that I thought were interesting enough to keep.
I don't even remember the stuff that I used to do to you. Like, I used to send you letters and like cards and like
yeah. You sent me a photograph of Roy's van or something. Some big van that said Roy's on the side of it.
Roy's Striping Co.
Yeah,
the best line in town.
Yep, I'm pretty sure I still have that picture.
Yeah, but I remember I used to, like, send you, like, voicemails and...
Yeah, you fucking stalker.
I think at one point you thought I was, like, obsessed with you and you ignored me on purpose.
Oh.
Because you thought I was crazy or something?
Maybe. I don't know. You were pretty weird. Like, no, I mean, like, it was just hard to... your sense of humor is pretty odd.
Yes, it is.
That's a compliment, and I always had a hard time understanding you. Or, you know, we're just wondering if, like, you were for real or not.
I know, that's why I do prank calls, because I can make it seem believable.
Yep.
But, yeah, I've heard on several occasions that I've got a very strange sense of humor.
And yeah.
I think Jen does, too.
I think you scared the Spesses off. You were friends with them for a while, and they stopped talking to you, because I think you freaked them out.
I don't know what I did. She just kind of stopped talking to me. It was really weird. And then her husband was still talking to me, like nothing happened. And I asked him what was going on, and he asked her, and then he told me never to ask him again, or something. It was weird. So weird. But I guess you still go, you still see them, you know, even though they're not active in the PLA. Are there other people you still talk to that aren't active?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's lots of people. Like LogicBox, I still talk to him all the time. I don't know if you know who that is. He did System Failure in the 90s. And
I think I saw some text files with his name on it.
Yeah, I chat with him all the time, and the Spesses, of course, and I'm sure there's other people. I just can't think of them right now.
Yeah.
But there's a few. Like Evil Cal. He's completely abandoned the PLA, but I still talk to him on Facebook.
Oh, wow. Do you think he's abandoned the scene as well? Do you think I'll run into him at 2600?
No, you won't. He's never been a 2600 guy.
Ah.
He could show up at DEF CON someday, though. He was talking about that this year, but I doubt that'll happen. He just got married, and, you know, when guys get married, they just kind of abandon the whole HP thing.
Yeah. Apparently, when I got married, I did that, too. Those
yeah, you did it, and I guess I didn't really. Maybe that's why I got divorced.
You never grew out of it.
Yeah, my ex-wife just like fucked this shit and left.
If you notice, the first phone show I called into was the first Tuesday after my ex-husband, after I told him to leave.
Ah, thank God you got rid of that guy.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I'm back, and I'm black, and, it's approaching an hour, so...
Can we leave now?
Let's
Can
see.
I go?
We have 25 listeners, and we're going to go ahead and let people call in.
Oh, shit, here it comes.
All right, hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I was actually just calling to listen in, but, let me think of a question for Arby.
Oh, shit.
All right. What's the best prank you've ever pulled?
I already kind of asked him this, but go ahead. Not to undermine your question, dear caller.
It's a hard question because I don't know, what do you consider the best? Like, the most technologically awesome one? Or, like, the one that's lasted the longest is the CB toaster thing, because people still fall for that and take apart, like, appliances in their home trying to find a crystal. So that's pretty awesome that people still are falling for that.
I know, and I think actually Night Asylum, that's the reason he started hanging out with us recently. He's only been hanging out with us a couple of months.
Yeah, Night Asylum was the toaster guy, and now he's our friend. Now he likes to send codes to us that crashes Skype, the motherfucker.
Yeah, he apologized for that and then told me to update my Skype. What, do you need to stay on to listen? I don't know why. Can I hang up?
Oh, screw him. He can listen on the stream.
Yeah, why don't you listen on the stream, motherfucker?
Oh, I went outside, but go ahead and drop me if you need to.
Yeah, I will. Bye.
Who is this, by the way?
That was toll free.
Oh, okay. He's been so hateful in the chat, like, I'm surprised he was nice.
He's such a troll. He's just trolling.
Oh, I know. It was like a friendly hatefulness.
Yeah. Hello,
funny.
Nick Walters. What's your
question? Hi, guys.
Hi, Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry I always say your full name. It's just what comes up on Skype.
He doesn't
No,
care,
actually,
does
that's perfectly fine. That's
Yeah, he has a domain name that's his full name.
Okay.
Yeah. I just don't like it whenever you, like, call people and, like, tell them that you're going to, like, start a jihad against them and that you're Nick Walters.
People do that with me. They make prank calls, and they're like, yeah, this is Brad Carter, and I challenge you to a fight.
So I'm getting a lot of calls in, so if I don't answer, guys, just call back after I hang up with someone. What is your question, Nick Walters?
I probably asked this in the past, because, like, you and me have, like, chatted a little bit in the past, Brad, but, you know, just as, like, a refresher... for the audience or whatever, like, what got started? Because, like, in my opinion, freaking actually starts as hacking. So, like, in my opinion, or not in my opinion, but in for my question, like, how did you get started, you know, like, even, like, hacking as a kid, you know? And, but then to a second part of that question, what really extended that from being just a curiosity to being to being something that went to phones?
The thing that got me started being obsessed with hacking and all that is War Games, because that was an awesome movie when I was, you know, 12 or whatever, and I was pretty obsessed with it.
And you probably snuck into it.
Into the theater?
Yeah.
Oh, no. My parents didn't love me enough to take me to movies, so it's just something I caught on cable nonstop. You know, they played it all the time, and, you know, no VCRs or anything back then. I used to go through the TV guide and use a highlighter pin and highlight whenever War Games is going to be on and other awesome movies.
Did you have, like, a mentor back then, like, at all? Because, like, personally, like, my best friend, his father, he, like, ended up going to jail, and he was actually the reason why the local here in Alton, one of the electronics stores, like, went bust. And he was, like, kind of one of my mentors in the, late 80s and early 90s. Did you have, like, a mentor for, like, hacking and all that?
No, there was nobody. You know, like, in the, I don't know if you were into BBS scene, but there was no hacker boards in this area, in that area. And Plato's, do you remember Plato's BBS by chance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's where I first downloaded the Secrets of the Little Blue Box from Esquire, the thing with Captain Crunch and Joe Ingrassia. I started calling hacker boards, like, all over the country back when long distance was super expensive, and, you know, just downloading hacker texts and freaking texts, and that's what started it all, you know. You know, finding text files that had current dates on them and realizing people still did that stuff.
Yeah.
That was a pretty amazing discovery for me. I thought it was all over. You know, it was all 80s stuff.
Well, Nick Walters, I'm going to have to go on because there are more people calling in.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad to have been a part of this. And, of course, if I can have one last question before I'll just, like, get right the hell off. What's, like, personally, like, I know whenever I was a kid, there was a number that I could call. And you could slap in a number, and you could recall another number. And that was, like, my start on phone freaking. Like, what was, like, your, like, big start where you went, oh, my God, I can, like, do something crazy. Pass that, whatever, dude. Like, I'll see you guys later and have fun with the rest of the callers.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Thanks, Nick. One of the earliest thing was ringbacks. And that's where you dial, like, 3 digits, and then you dial the last 4 digits of a phone number, and it rings back the telephone. And those were pretty amazing. And they only worked for a certain exchange, so I had to figure out on my own what the other ringback numbers were just by scanning.
We had, like, a 3-digit number that would call you back and just start beeping.
Yeah, I can't remember what this one did when you picked it up.
Yeah.
But it was awesome from payphones, because it was free from payphones, and I could just make payphones ring.
Oh.
And, you know, cover them with food coloring, so.
You mean remotely, you could, not from the phone.
You had to be at the phone.
Oh.
That was a really cool trick at the time, being able to make a phone ring back without having anyone call you.
Yeah.
That was impressive stuff.
So what, damn it, what was I going to ask you? Dang it, I was going to ask you a question in between.
Nick ruined your train of thought. God damn
him. In Tiny Chat, WICC asked a question. I guess his name is Wick. I don't know. And I wanted to ask you, let me find it.
Oh, he asked if we wanted to play Global Thermonuclear War?
No. Something else.
Wick, no, I think I would probably not want to play Global Thermonuclear War right now, because it looks like a boring game, and
no,
that's my answer.
He asked, do you ever prank in anger?
No.
Never prank in anger, come on.
I really don't think I've ever pranked in anger, because that would just defeat the whole purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm, like, not an angry person in the first place. You know, I don't get angry very easily. It takes a lot to anger me.
But what about pranking for revenge?
But that's all in good fun. Yeah, I've done plenty of pranking for revenge. But I don't think that's anger, really. I was never really angry with these people.
I see. All right, so we can continue to take calls if you'd like. I'm just going to keep asking questions. What is your favorite color, Brad?
Clear.
All right.
It's so weird you're the second person to ask me that today.
What kind of music do you... are you, like, really into the rappy stuff, or do you just plague us with it, or what's actually in your Walkman?
Walkman? What decade is this? I like Katy Perry and Backstreet Boys.
No, you don't. Shut up.
No, actually, I do like both of those, but, you know, you just play the hell out of them. No, I'm like
you
a top 40 person. I always
like
have been.
Backstreet Boys.
What's that?
You don't actually like Backstreet Boys.
No, I have the Backstreet Boys greatest hits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. and like, top 40 has always been my main music choice. So, you know, I could turn on this radio thing I have right now and it'd start playing Avril Lavigne.
So what's your favorite Backstreet Boys song?
Larger Than Life.
Okay.
That's the best one to dance to.
What do you do on a typical night out? Do you actually go dancing?
You think I'm kidding about the music. That's what I listen to. Okay. No, I mean, I don't listen to Backstreet Boys. I listened to Backstreet Boys 10 years ago.
Because,
I like top 40 stuff.
You think 10 years ago was the turning point in their career? You won't listen to the new Backstreet Boys, only the old Backstreet Boys.
Did they even do? Are they even
like in their late 30s? Just like you.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What do you
no,
do?
No,
you,
I don't do listen to them.
Do you actually go out dancing, or do you do that kind of
yeah.
thing? Are you boring?
No. I go out.
Hello, 717.
Yo, Brad, what's your favorite telephone of all time? What's your first love?
The black General Electric rotary phone. Western Electric, sorry. Because that's the one that was in my room growing up.
Do you have any other questions, 717?
He's like, no, the answer sucked. Fuck this shit.
You know, he's been calling, like, basically for over an hour. And finally got to answer his call, and that was his question. Okay. So, I actually took some photos recently for you. I went to an antique store. No, not of me. Of telephones.
I didn't even say that.
Oh, you said, oh shit, like it was going to be something bad. No, I took this picture of this phone that was on a counter at an antique store, and this lady, like, got scared, like I was going to take a picture of her. She was like, what are you doing? I was like, no, I'm just taking a picture of a phone for my friend. He's obsessed with phones. And she was like, oh, okay, well, I have another phone. And she showed me a rotary phone that was on the wall.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I went on this tour in Albany of, like, all the loft apartments and stuff in downtown. Mm-hmm. And in one of the places we were at, there was this old rotary phone on the wall, and I took a picture of it because of the weird wiring that it had going into it. And some lady made a comment. She's like, is that phone really that interesting that you're taking a picture of it?
Oh.
Just making fun of me. Some old lady.
Aw. She probably thought you were a terrorist or something.
Yeah, I didn't think to, like, show her my bell tattoo or anything.
Okay. Call in, or we're going to end the interview.
You haven't given out the call-in number.
Oh, Right. Thanks for reminding me, actually.
How do you ever do a show on your own without me?
I don't know.
The hell?
And here's the call-in number.
You're listening to The Fun Show with OMG on the Cacti Radio Network. Call in at 484-240-4050. 484-240-4050.
So, Brad, do you mess with people like fast food people, or are you afraid they're going to spit in your food? Are there certain people that you just won't mess with?
Yeah, that's not a good idea to mess with people that make your food.
What else?
But no, I'm not a jerk to everyone. When I'm in businesses and stuff, I'm like a nice person. Yeah. I don't just go around being an asshole everywhere.
Like you said, you only do it kind of from a distance.
Yeah, and anonymously, like using prankdial.com to prank the fast food people while I'm making my order.
Oh, yawn. Oh, you must be boring.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
I'll stop.
Why? Yeah, I kind of touched on this earlier. Someone was asking, why are you a jerk to everyone? I was kind of wondering that earlier, if you were just a jerk because people were a jerk to you when you were a kid. But you said, no, that's not true. So.
Yeah, I'm not a jerk. I'm more like, I'm a nice, boring person in real life, I think.
Is this what gives you, like, the spice in your life?
Yeah, it's just my online thing that I'm a jerk to everyone.
Do your parents and your family and like, your close friends that, like, your the people that have been in your life for a long time, do they know about this? What do they think about this? Are they just, like, wow?
Yeah, well, my family knows, and they just don't give a shit. You know, they're just not interested at all in any of this, which I don't blame them, you know, because it's stupid and childish. And then the friends that I've had for a long time, yeah, I think pretty much everyone knows. I don't keep it a secret. I don't tell dates about it when I go out, you know, on first dates and stuff.
Yeah.
I give them a few months to just kind of figure it out on their own.
Yeah.
Not that I hide it or anything, but...
I think usually guys are more interested in it than women would be.
Yeah, so for the most part.
I suggest that you don't bring it up at all, if possible. I only bring it up if they're interested. But,
yeah. Now, the last long-term relationship I had was, like, 2 years ago, and that lasted 4 months. And I never told her. And I didn't keep it from her. I mean, she could have easily looked on Facebook, or, I mean, MySpace, which was the thing at the time, but...
Two years ago.
Yeah, if she noticed, she just didn't say anything about it.
Yeah.
It's just not, like, that much of a normal part of my regular, boring life to really need to tell everyone.
How does this affect your life? Do you think it affects your life at all? Like, your public life?
No, not really.
Like, do you think maybe someday you might have to get a job?
I have a job.
Well, someday you might have to get a job, like, not for yourself.
Yeah, that's true. A few years ago, I did clean up my name on Google a little bit. Mm-hmm. I've probably messed it all up again by now, but
probably.
Yeah, because I was thinking about just getting, like, a second job for something to do.
What about,
I'm just so bored all the time.
What about all those aliases that you've used?
Like Alex Carbon?
Yeah.
What about him?
Why would you do that, and why? What made you keep on Brad Carter?
Wait, why did I use aliases?
Yeah, why did you use aliases? Why did you stop using them, and now you're stuck on Brad Carter, your permanent alias?
Yeah, nobody knows what my original real name is.
Yeah, well, I do.
But, yeah, you do.
Now everyone's going to ask me.
Everyone's going to, like, take everything seriously. And
I will never tell.
But the reason I had lived under aliases and worked and everything under them is because I was, like, wanted for this whole 7-Eleven thing. You know, looting 7-Eleven.
Right.
And then there were other charges. I can't even remember. But yeah, I was just, like, wanted in Illinois for a long time. Or for a couple of years.
I see.
So that's why I did that.
702 number. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Roxy, are you on your period again?
No, not anymore.
Oh.
But I am.
Brad, are you?
Yes, sir. How can you tell?
Awesome.
How did you know?
That is
was that
so
your
cool.
question?
That was
that
the
was
question.
A question. I have another question.
Okay.
Brad?
Yes.
Why did you get divorced?
Because she got bored with me. Because I'm just completely uninteresting and bored in person.
Why are we having this interview if you're a boring person?
I don't know. Like, no, I just... I don't know exactly. I think she just wanted to move on and you know, she was just bored with the whole thing. I guess, you know, after a few years, I'm just not really that interested anymore if you have to live with me nonstop.
All right.
It was a good thing, though.
Yeah.
But now I'm depressed, so thanks a lot.
You're welcome, sir.
Sure. Thanks for the question.
You're welcome.
I can't believe that seriously was his question. I was, like, waiting for, like... Yeah.
Oh, who was he? Did we ask?
I don't know who that was.
What was his area code?
702.
Oh, that's Vegas. I think maybe it was, what's his face? Acid Pez.
Acid Pez is in Arizona.
I know, but he has a 702 area code.
Oh, hello, Nick Walters.
Hi. I hate to bust in again, but it's
really?
It seems to be a appropriate moment.
Okay.
How does one take on another's personality?
Like fake IDs and all that?
Let's say that somebody's died. And so no one is going to be, affected by the fact that you take their identity. Because I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to, like, promote, you know, like, fucking up anyone's life. But let's say somebody dies and you wanted to take their identity.
What do you want to do with their identity? Live under it or what?
Yeah, live under it.
Hypothetically.
Well, if you use a dead person, there's a death index with social security numbers. So I think maybe, like, if you submitted, you know, the tax forms for a job or whatever, they'd notice that. But, you know, I'm not a professional.
Hypothetically.
Just basically, like, all of a sudden, like let's say, like, you wanted to take on somebody else's name. What would you do?
And just live under it and just...
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I would find... You mean how would I make IDs?
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, when I did this, it was the 90s, and I didn't have... You know, we didn't have computers and printers that printed nice fonts and pictures and everything, so I photocopied several of my own IDs and other IDs that I'd picked up from jobs and stuff, and I cut out the tiny letters and rearranged them on paper.
All right.
And then made a photocopy of that. And, all you know, right. I used, like, Elmer's glue and toothpicks to move the letters around on the IDs. And so I just basically had a photocopy of an ID, which was good enough to get a bank account and, you know, get hired at places. Because they usually just want a photocopy anyway.
And when they asked, cool.
I would be like, I would say my driver's license was lost or it got taken away in a ticket, but I still have this old photocopy.
Oh.
And that never turned out to be a problem for me. You know, it always worked.
Yeah, I actually did end up losing my license, and all I had was a photocopy.
Ah, see? It's a realistic ruse. But, you know, like, as far as today, it'd probably be easier to make an ID. Because, you know, we have awesome printers now, and you can buy, like, thick, plasticky paper. You know, not PVC, but you can buy thick, plastic-type paper to put in your printer.
Yeah.
I would think it'd be a little easier.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I hate to be like Mr. Mr. Wizard on like telling everyone how to do it. But everyone seems to think that everything's been figured out and that we have all kinds of like weird holograms and all the rest. With decent laminating abilities and a good printer, print out the correct sections and recombine it with another section, which has been created by the state, and all of a sudden you have like this like really insanely legitimate looking ID.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a friend like 5 or 6 years ago. He was making IDs, I think Texas ones. And he purchased ultraviolet ink and injected that into a printer cartridge so it would even work like at clubs or whatever when they scan under it.
Yeah, there ultraviolet. You go.
Hey,
hello, 6.
Can you hear me, Roxy?
Yeah, hi, Trevor. And then I'll get to the 623 number. I'm going to hang up on you, Nick.
All right.
Bye, Nick. I'll talk to you in a few minutes when you call
back. Bye, Nick.
Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Trevor. You're first, and then 623.
I just want to make one comment on the fake ID thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's gotten really hard since the Patriot Act, because they, like, ask you for all sorts of incredible stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing. Like, I wouldn't be able to fly around the country if I had a fake ID anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when you did, man, you would have been hauled off that plane and frisked and dragged into the tunnel.
Yeah, before 9/11, you didn't even need an ID. You could just go to an airport with nothing and get on flight.
And even before that, when I was living in New York, the county I was in, they used to give sheriff's IDs, which were considered valid IDs, but somebody stole about 10,000 blank sheriff's IDs forms. And started running them off, so they just invalidated all of them. They said, if you have a sheriff's ID, you got no ID.
That's crazy.
And they'd haul you off for vagrancy and suspected as having a fake ID. When I was just leaving high school, that was like 1987, a friend of mine was in college, and they used to have a bar down there that would use a black light to, they would stamp you with a black light stamp at the door if you were over 21, and he figured out if you used Tide, which has, you know, the extra whiteners, which actually fluoresce under black light. So he would send somebody down who was 21 or older, get the stamp, and then he'd use a toothpick and Tide and draw the stamps on people with it for like $20 a piece.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good job that I need to get.
Now my only question for you, RBCP, is...
Oh, crap.
Can I read the cactus chapter?
Wait, you cut out a little bit.
Can I read the cactus chapter?
He's asking if he can read the cactus chapter.
Can I read it, like, right now?
No, can I read it for the audiobook?
Oh, sure, yeah. Just send it in.
Great, I'll do that. I got to find something that'll record it that isn't a wave that your pretty Mac won't reject.
Oh, no, I have a PC that I do all my sound editing on. So any format is fine.
All right, cool. I'm going to hang up, and you can take somebody up.
Thank you, Trevor.
You're my favorite Facebook stalker, Trevor.
Yeah, I know. I stalk you. I begin to feel like that song that's linear.
Yeah. I'm going to have to rewrite it for Trevor.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trevor. You have a good night.
Later.
Bye.
Something on that cactus chapter, was that based on something? I actually heard someone accuse you of ripping it from somewhere.
Yes, I did rip it from... it was either Mark Twain's Tom Sawyer or Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn. And it was either chapter 10 or chapter 20, I remember. But I just copied most of the chapter and then replaced pretty much every word with the word cactus.
Did you have to do that manually, word by word?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. That's some dedication.
It didn't take that long, really. I mean, you know, less than an hour, probably.
Oh, shit. Hello, 623 number. I'm sorry we had you waiting.
It's cool. So I wanted to talk and ask a question about hacking the drive-thru frequencies, and whatever happened to, like, the manager, or whatever happened to, like, the people that you really fucked with. I mean, I've heard little bits, you know, the PLA TV and the book and all that shit, but break it down. What really happened?
I don't... Do you mean what happened to their business when we did that? Or?
Well, that, and like did the cops ever try to track you down? Did the FCC get involved?
As far as we know, the cops weren't... I don't know. They said they called the cops, but we never saw any cops there. Because, you know, they were just like a mile from our house or something. On that main one that we did all the time.
You were able to basically watch.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
There was one time they were getting really upset and, you know, talking back to us. And I got on there and I'm like, hello, this is Jim Davidson from the Federal Communications Commission. I understand you're having issues with some pranksters. And he sat there and like told me the entire story over his, over the intercom. And then I laughed at him and told him I wish I'd recorded that.
I'll bet he felt real dumb. Actually, you should have just been like, yeah, the files, the complaint has been filed, and you no longer need to report this.
Yeah, just let them do it, because we're going to try and track them. I should have done that. But yeah, that's like really, as much as we did it, it was a pretty horrible thing, because it cost them money. You know, they had to shut down their drive-thru for like a weekend and stuff.
Oh, a whole weekend.
Off and on for like an entire weekend, because we were really hitting them hard this one week. So, we're horrible people and cost them money.
Well, that's not
shame on you, Brad Carter. Shame on you.
You didn't kill anyone.
I know. Yeah, yeah. We made them appreciate.
Have you ever thought about tracking down that lady that was like, "I will get a lawsuit."
I'm trying to think what that's from.
That's from one of the. I think you were. One of the cons,
yeah.
And the drive-thru window was right outside your hotel or whatever.
Yeah, that was RubyCon, and we were in the parking lot next to a Wendy's. That's where we were doing that, is at Wendy's. And the way she was talking, we were actually starting to get a little scared, because she was ready to come over and kill us. And we had, like, antennas sticking out of the window and stuff, but luckily she didn't come over.
Every time I hear that, it makes me laugh so much, because it just totally portrays how retarded Americans are.
Yep, she was pretty awesome. Everyone at that particular drive-through place was awesome to talk to.
Do you ever feel like calling these people and just revisiting the whole situation? And maybe they'll laugh about
fun.
It.
I have no idea where that lady is or who she is, but yeah, it's always fun to call back and revisit things. Like, you know, Mildred's grandkids, and they're gonna like kill us and stuff.
Oh yeah, they actually want to kill you now. It's not a joke.
They're not impressed?
No.
No, we called them last week on the phone show, and I didn't really want to. It was this girl, Amy, and she tracked them down and got them all pissed at me.
Last week, like 8 days ago, not yesterday.
Yeah, that's this week.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Jerk. What? Okay.
I don't know. We're all cutting out and stuff, I think, maybe.
Oh. Do you have any more questions?
Stop hacking your internet, Roxy. You're fucking up the stream.
Oh, yeah. I was uploading the most recent fun show, but I'll just do that tomorrow, because you guys don't matter to me.
Yeah. That's our code word for downloading scat porn torrents.
Right. All right, Acid Pez. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you for answering my questions tonight. It's been awesome.
Hey, Acid Pez, I have a question for you. Like, when you make your kids curse on the phone, did they start cursing, like, in real life and stuff?
They are
When you're out at the store or whatever?
No, but my daughter has decided to start talking back, and she likes to use select phrases that daddy uses.
That's awesome. Yeah. When my daughter
walks
was
around
like,
whenever she's around her nephew, she likes to use the N-word. Because they call each other.
Oh my gosh. Now we know what daddy says.
You're a racist, Acid Pez.
No, I'm not racist. I'm married into an ethnic family.
I see.
All my friends are black.
I don't like white women. They're whores and suck.
That's right.
Alright, well, we're going to end the racism now. Good night, Acid Pez.
Bye, Esther.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, so yeah, he just kind of insulted my entire race after saying he's not racist. So screw you. I wonder if Jen's going to call in. You think Jen will call in?
I don't know. She's not in Tiny Chat.
Yeah, this is. I am disappointed at Jen right now for missing your interview.
And she is not talking on IRC. She's not even on IRC.
Because guess what, guys? No. I am not going to put this into a podcast. If you missed the show, you missed out.
Damn it.
We have 27 listeners, and we had up to 29 at one point. So two people got tired of your shit.
Yeah. Well, a couple people in Tiny Chat said they had to go, or they really had to go use the restroom and stuff.
So, Arby, what do you want to do in your old age, and how do you want to leave this world? We'll end it on that note.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I don't
know.
How
do you want to go out? Are you like a Hunter S. Thompson type of guy? Or
oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, it'd be cool to die in a cool way like that. But no, I really don't care. And I don't want like my body saved or anything. Just throw me in the trash can.
Don't even bother with cremation.
Yeah, yeah. Just throw me in a dumpster or something.
Oh, my gosh. At DEF CON, somebody... Oh, God, I don't want to say that.
I'll probably donate myself to science, though, because, you know, at least something good will come out of my life, maybe.
Yeah. Well, what about if somebody actually murders you and that's how they dispose of your body?
How?
By dumping you into a trash can.
Oh.
Is that secretly what you're hoping for? Is that how you'll go?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
One of your crazed fans just...
Yeah, Richard Cardo's gonna, like, get justice for JonBenet and come out and kill me.
Yeah.
No. After... No, I'm just saying, like, I really don't care what happens to me after I'm dead, because, you know, I'm dead.
Do you want us to create, like, a memorial page for you on Facebook?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's more important than having, like, a gravesite or anything.
I think that's kind of what I want to do, is have like, a page where people can just troll. And just be like, wow, that dumb Stacy chick, you know, or whatever. Whatever my name is.
OMG.
Yeah.
OMG's your real name. And Stacy's just your dumb alias.
Yeah. And, you know, so that they can do that. But use my alias so that way my family never finds out. But I just want you guys to know, you can totally make, like, a Facebook wall and just totally troll me. And be like, wow, that white pasty bitch, blah, blah, blah. But would that be okay if we did that to you, RB?
Sure, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I like the internet better than real life, so I'm all for anything on the internet.
But you'll be dead, so you don't care.
Yeah, that's true, also.
Tell us about this Wood River, Illinois Pizza Hut.
Domino's.
Domino's, I'm sorry.
The Domino's that I've been prank calling for, how many years did we decide? Like 25 years?
It's been like 28 years or something, because you said you were like 10.
Yeah, that's just a guess, but yeah, I remember when they when that store, you know, appeared and they were building and everything, because, you know, it's a Domino's, it's a colorful place.
Mm-hmm.
And they had tons of commercials and delivery, so we started I think we started calling up and just ordering silly pizzas that made us laugh a lot, you know, Fruit Loop pizzas and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then we started sending them to people's houses, like all kids do, and it never ended. And now I use them for sound checks. And Nick Walters is like calling them and pranking them and stuff. And yep, I've outlasted every employee and every manager there.
I was wondering, maybe sometime. I don't know if they're going to be open now, because I think it's 12:40 a.m. there. They might not answer their phones. There's definitely people still there, probably cleaning up, but. We should call and you could confess to them. Because the turnover rate is so high that it's not like, and it's not like they're going to block your number.
That's true, yeah.
But I think someday you should actually confess to them.
Yeah, I owe them an apology.
Yes, and apologize. I'm sorry for all those times I called before you even worked here.
Yep. And I remember in the early 90s, or maybe the mid-90s, when they got caller ID, and me and El Jefe was talking to some guy that worked there, and he was really excited about it. He's like, all these prank calls all these years, and this is going to be sweet revenge, because we're going to be able to find out who these motherfuckers are. Because he was just being cool and talking to us, you know?
Right.
Have
you ever pranked a celebrity? That's a question from Felon. P-Felon?
Yeah, there's a PLA radio episode on that. where I pranked Reba McEntire and told her I was masturbating, thinking about her, which was true, actually. And I pranked Corey Feldman and Jennifer Love Hewitt. I think that's all I was able to prank on that episode. But, like, none of the pranks were hilarious, really.
I think there was one hilarious one involving a certain pop star's brother.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty hilarious. Lindsay Lohan. And actually, Lindsay Lohan, I had her number for years before, like her cell phone number, and she'd change it, and I'd get the new one and everything. And I remember my kids and Spess's kids were watching Freaky Friday. I'm like, hey, you want to talk to that girl? And I dialed her number on my cell phone, and they talked to her, and they told her they really loved her movie.
Oh my gosh, she actually talked to them?
Yeah, but and she denied that she was her.
Oh.
You know, of course, but the kids, you know, our kids all believed it, and like, no, she was lying, that was her.
Wow. But it was actually her, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. I'm sure it was. So, who else would answer her cell phone?
Who do you want to prank call, like, if you could prank call anyone, dead or alive?
Any celebrity?
Any person, dead or alive. Who would you think would just be hilarious?
I don't know. Somebody that has a distinct voice. Like... Yeah, I can't really think about who I want to prank call that's dead, because that's just ridiculous.
No, I mean, like, if you could prank call anyone in the world.
How about Mark Twain? Since I've been obsessed with him for years now.
What is up with that obsession? Because you don't seem like a book person.
I don't seem like a book person?
Yeah, because you didn't graduate.
I read, like, a book a week. Or, I mean, a book a month, not a book a week.
I don't read any books.
Damn. Oh, no. I've always read a lot.
High school dropout is reading more than me.
Yep. Take that, college girl.
That's your little pet name for me.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yep. That's the new one. You should just rename yourself from Stacy to college girl.
So, did you... Wentwell is asking if you've ever posted something to Phone Losers and then taken it down later because you felt bad. Or maybe for
another
reason.
Wait, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
Maybe for another reason.
Nothing's coming to mind. I don't think I've ever done that. I've posted things to my homepage that were accidents, you know, to notla.com,
mm-hmm.
and taken those down because they would like they were supposed to be private posts or something.
Oh no!
I'm like, oops. Yeah.
Why
so.
Would you private post?
Huh?
Why would you private post?
Oh, just for myself, you know?
Oh, like your little online diary or something?
It's not a diary, it's a journal. I'm not a girl.
Usually people, you know, write stuff instead of doing it online where it can be easily accessed. But anyway,
yeah, why... Well, no, this wasn't journal type stuff, really. It was just things that I would rather not have certain people that were reading at the time see.
Oh,
which was it was actually a girlfriend at the time, and I accidentally posted about how I was on a dating site.
Oh, no.
I don't think she saw it, though.
Why do you like Mark Twain, says Dionys?
I think he's a really interesting person that, like, he's more interesting than his stories are, even, so I'm really into his biographies, and I don't know. I like all his writing, too, though. Like he did a really awesome book on Joan of Arc, which I really loved. I didn't even know who she was hardly before, except from Bill and Ted.
Who are your inspirations, or what is your inspiration for the stuff you do and for your comedy and shit?
I do not know. Jerky Boys, I guess.
You're just naturally a jerk.
Yeah, I'm a pioneer in being a jerk. I don't need inspirations.
Who do you think, like, do you want to say, I don't know if you want to insult anyone, but do you want to say who absolutely just sucks and you wish would go away when it comes to, like, prank calls and shit?
Oh, no, not really. I like everyone that we hang out with on conferences.
No, not us. Not in our group.
Oh, like other prank callers in the world?
Yeah, like, is there any sort of prank call or person that just makes you roll your eyes? What is the stupidest prank call you think in the world, I guess, would be a better question.
Anything that the Jerky Boy guy does these days. He's not too funny anymore. And it's just sad to hear. Like, his latest album was awful. Yeah, I feel bad saying that about him, because he was really awesome in the 90s. But, like, holy shit, Saul's Rusty Trombone, don't download that album. It's not worth even downloading.
I'm going to download it right now. I'm going to torrent it.
Yeah. There were only three or four actual prank calls on it, but they were just boring. They were just not funny at all.
What, Bathroom Break is asking, RBCP, why did you like the CNBC interview? I didn't know that you liked it.
Maybe he meant, why did I hate it?
What about the CNBC interview? Can you...
I'm just embarrassed about the CNBC interview. Yeah, he says, why did you not like it? Mm-hmm. In the chat room. It's like I'm awful in it, you know? I'm just... like Legend said in the video comments, he said I look like a deer trapped in the headlights. I don't know. I just did really terrible at it.
You don't have a face for TV, but...
No, it's not even that. No, I'm fine with my looks.
No, I'm kidding. I'm messing with you because Legend said that you're like a deer in the headlights.
Oh, no, he just meant that I look scared to death, which I sort of agree with him, and I don't know, I didn't really have anything good to say.
You're not cut out for TV. You're not cut out for TV is what I meant.
Yeah, thanks a lot, jerk.
You're more for the radio.
I have a face for radio, I get it. It's true, I'm comfortable with that.
I was just messing with you, you're actually very attractive.
Wow, thanks, Roxy.
You better watch out at DEF CON.
Let's end this interview and, you know, go private, wink, wink.
Hey, I did want to ask you something, though, before, what was it?
I didn't get to be like Captain Crunch. Bathroom Break just reminded me of this, you know? Like, somebody called in and fucked with us during the interview. I wanted to say, I only have a limited amount of time. Stop playing games. I'm really ripping on Captain Crunch in this interview.
No, we love Captain Crunch. 813 number. Yeah, I do. 813 number.
Legend?
Hello?
Legend, is it you?
813, do you have a question for Mr. Carter?
813 is Wacky Morning DJ's area code, so maybe it's him. He's just fucking with us.
Probably. Yep.
Save time for real callers!
They were intimidated by you.
Yeah, they heard me yelling when you first picked up.
They're calling back. Let's see who this is. 813 caller, welcome to the show.
It's me, Roxy. It's Legend.
Yes, we knew, because you're the only person in 813.
Yeah, I'm the only one that matters. Anyway, you misquoted me. I said, nice 1,000 yards there, Brad.
Oh, whatever. Same thing. That's the same meaning, right?
You're the leader. Yep, yeah. Yeah. Emotionless. Yeah. Well, you know, it was fun. No, I don't really hate them. It was fun. Except then, are you a terrorist? Why do you do this, Mr. Carter?
Yeah. I just want to say, you know, Brad, actually, you did pretty good in that interview. I actually liked it because the guy was asking you these questions and you were just like, no. I'm not like that. Like, it just made the interviewer look stupid. And I actually really enjoyed that interview.
I thought it made
interview.
Me look stupid.
No, I totally enjoyed that interview because I guess they had this impression of you, like, you were this Walmart hater. And
he actually did it wrong. He should have went into the interview wearing a pirate's hat and an eye patch and smoking a pipe.
No, but that was being normal. I had my kids. My kids were, like, right there in the studio, so it was a little awkward and everything.
But you were totally, like, cool as a cucumber, and this guy was all like, are you...
Was it live or was it taped?
Oh, no, it was live. It was live.
You should have the kids run them off, you know, knock down teleprompters and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
I was prepared for him to ambush me, you know, I was... And I told my kids, you know, that might happen, so, you know, be prepared for me to be, like, weird if anything crazy happens, but...
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Looking at the
actually,
you're cutting out really bad.
I actually liked how the guy reacted to your total, like, coolness about the whole thing. Your total calmness about the whole thing. It was funny.
I've only been able to watch that all the way through once. I can't stand to watch it because it's so horrible.
Oh.
I can't stand to listen to my own voice.
Yeah, but your voice sucks.
I know.
No, I'm kidding, Legend.
No,
you're awesome. Everyone loves you.
Legend, do you want to get us any updates on the weather while we're on the line with you?
How's the doctor look?
It's going through Ohio and into Pennsylvania now and stuff like that. And the news from Joplin is, I guess, the Westboro Baptist Church is going to go down there and protest and picket.
They're going to protest the tornado.
No. They're saying it was God because evidently Missouri is filled with fag whores or whatever their trick is. I'm just waiting for the day for somebody to go down there and just, like, you know, embrace them with 9mm bullets of love and stuff like that. It's going to happen one day. They're trolling people for real life, but they're doing it the wrong time.
They actually trolled some family members of mine for a funeral a few years back, and, you know, that was horrible. I couldn't believe they did that to them, because, that was just bad.
But don't you do terrible things yourself, RBCP?
What was that, Roxy?
Don't you do terrible things as well?
I don't, like, go to funerals and, like, fuck with everyone there.
It's not like you went to Mildred
when they're already
funeral.
Feeling shitty. I don't prank call funeral homes.
You didn't go to Mildred Monday's funeral. You just harassed her her surviving relatives.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible of me.
Yeah, but it's okay. No, it's actually, they're the ones that created the content, not you. They're the ones.
I want more Tom and Jeff. The Tom and Jeff show.
Is that her kids' names?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't even remember. What's up with those guys, though? They've got to be like 40 or 50 or something, and they're both still living with their mom.
Yeah. And they're like drunk now. Mom, telephone.
They're going to go downhill quick without her around.
They already did. They were drunk. They were falling over themselves drunk.
Brad, what is your favorite species of cacti?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm really not into cacti, the plant. I like the one that stands up and has the arms. I don't like the little plant-looking, you know, stubby things.
Do you like the flat ones?
No, I don't like those. I like the ones that stand up, like the classic cactus thing that you see in a desert.
Okay. Just had to ask a space-by-service.
Like a little neon sign.
Hi, Dark Stranger. Are you listening? I'm just wondering.
I'm gonna hang up on you, Legend. Bye.
What?
I have another caller.
Oh. Hey, Dark Stranger, if you're listening, wave to us. I'm just wondering about Dark Stranger in the chat room because she's never.
Yeah, she never talks. I don't know what's going on.
Like, maybe she's in the wrong room.
No, she's been in here more than once.
Oh, she's flipping us off.
Oh, she's a fan, but she doesn't really talk much, so...
Well, that's okay.
We haven't gathered her information yet.
As long as she listens. Yeah, we need to, like, get her infos and, you know, keep her in check.
Yeah, I've noticed her in here. What is the deal with cactus? Is it just the cool-sounding word?
It's explained in the book, Roxy.
Well, I know the story, but Dionys obviously does not.
Yeah, cactus was started by some guy. I stole it from somebody, basically. This guy I used to know in Illinois, and he used to call up people and just say cactus to them all the time, and I just stole that from him and ran with it. And he doesn't care. He thinks it's awesome that it's still huge.
Yep.
He used to steal realtor magnets off of their cars, you know, those big realtor signs, and spray paint them green and cut them into cactus shapes and drive around with those on his car.
Oh my gosh.
He was an awesome guy.
Wow, he had an unhealthy obsession with cactus or cacti.
Yeah, it was a funny little thing he did back then, and he even got a cactus tattoo on his arm, like an amazing looking cactus tattoo. full color, and it was just really cool looking. I wish I would have got a picture of it.
Well, our interview has come to a close.
Okay.
We definitely did not touch on the herpes or the gay stuff.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. And I don't really have any more questions for you. I don't know if we'll do another interview or not, because...
Thank God, I really have to pee.
I think that's about it. Well, you could have told me. I would have played
Yeah, but
song.
Then you would have paused and played Backstreet Boys music.
But you like Backstreet Boys.
No, I liked...
Oh, not anymore.
No, I don't hate them. I just don't listen to them actively, except when I'm listening to your station.
Right. Okay, well, I guess that concludes this episode of the Fun Show. I'm sorry we didn't do any prank calls. We just talked to RBCP the whole time. Oh, look at that. We have a straggler.
It's Friday.
It's not quite
I actually like
Friday
that song.
Yet. Oh,
What's
you
that?
Would. I said it's not quite Friday yet, but yeah, you would like that song.
No, it's the chorus part is catchy.
Hmm.
And it does get stuck in your head, so it's a successful pop song, I think.
Okay, and on that note, we are going to end the interview. Everybody, tune in to what's it called, the phone show?
Yeah, it's this dumb little thing I do. I think I'm going to quit any day now.
Yeah, it's
cactiradio.com/phone show
on Tuesday nights, apparently, or something.
Also, visit my Facebook at facebook.com/thesamantha.
Right. Because your name is Samantha.
That's right. That's one of my names that I lived under, you know, and worked under and everything.
So, you guys check out his website and check out cactiradio.com/funshow and download all the episodes. And RBCP and I will be doing more pranks, and I'll be editing pranks more often now, so when RBCP and I do them, you'll actually hear them. So, look forward to that.
Yeah.
Anything else they can look
I can't
forward
wait.
To? Probably not. Yeah, that's about it?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm
done with this. I'm leaving.
I have to play the intro, outro music. Can you just...
Okay, yeah, I'll stick around for that.
Okay.
That's amazing outro music, by the way. Where'd that come from?
That came from you.
Oh, yeah.
You sped up the song. So, yeah. We just got a little more.
Oh, we can't even hear it. Like, I mean, I don't hear it. Oh, is it playing in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, that's my song that's shitty when it's normal speed, but when you speed it up 360 times, it's pretty awesome.
Yep, that was it. That was the interview. But you gotta stick around, because there's 30 seconds of this left. Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
I need to make an extended version of this. You know, like a 15-minute version for you to have an outro of.
Oh, I just loop. But yeah, I could totally trick people into doing it, like a 15-minute after show or something.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that has been tricked, though. Good night, everyone. Say good night, Brad.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Thanks for the interview, Roxy. It was fun.